Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a line drive into right field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Knutzer moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Knutzer scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Sewell moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Burnett moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown spins and fires to second, with Burnett covering, and Chapman is picked off. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knutzer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey scoops up the ball and tags Cecil for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Yankees, 1. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knutzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knutzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. There goes Knutzer trying to get to third. Chapman throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Knutzer for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Yankees. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knutzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazary hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Ruffing moves to second. It's 5-2, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ruffing scores. Combs moves to third. It's 6-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knutzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knutzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Lazare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lazare moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 7-2, Yankees. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruffing hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Samuel Byrd now playing right field. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Knutzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Knutzer reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knutzer scores. It's 9-3, Yankees. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.